I'm ready.
Blog Talk Radio.
Exciting. Oh my God.
The crowd. Welcome, people. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio. It is treat. It is our privilege to be here.
That's right.
At the 2019
live.
Women's March. You know what? If you have a pair of ovaries or you know
you should be here.
That does, you should be here today. You should
the
be here today. We are live. Broadcasting out of 72nd Street and Columbus and Central Park West, actually. And,
right across from the Dakota.
It is just such a wonderful day for this. And thank you for joining us. And, you know, this is just one of the many marches that are going on all over the world. And I have been at three of them. This is the third. And I'm so happy that I have my co-host, the lovely Lee Ziegelman.
I'm right here.
She's taking her shots, and
yep. She's
manning the fort with
so
me,
exciting.
Too. And it's just so great to be here. And the weather is with us so far. The threat
Thank
was
God.
Snow.
Thank God. Little nippy, though. Little nippy.
So far, I don't see any anything like that. But we got a great crowd of people showing up today, and thank you for joining us. And we are going to preface this by saying if there are any technical mishaps, we are live. We are outdoors.
We apologize.
We are fighting the signals bouncing and other pieces of technology that might be interfering with us. In addition to the helicopters overhead circling.
Yes,
us.
I know.
So,
they're trying to film it up there.
So that's if the sound quality isn't as wonderful
to
as
deal
it
with
is
us.
In our cushy
Just stick
little,
with us. We'll have fun.
Studio,
we'll have fun.
We'll stick with us anyway. And there'll be great pictures tomorrow from the lovely Lee Ziegelman, who's out there waiting for that one shot that will catapult her
that will
to the
make
fame
me
of a Time
rich.
Magazine cover. Right? Or
yeah.
famous. You know? Sometimes
you never
you
know.
Both at the same time. And that's okay.
Yep.
So, for anyone who doesn't know us, we are live on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, and we have been for the past 8 years. And my lovely co-host who's in the crowd is the lovely Lee Ziegelman, who
Thank
runs
you very much.
With me every week and has been for
and
the
in,
past 8 years.
In the driver's but, seat is my Lori Towers over there.
Thank
we don't
you,
see
darling.
Each other, so
thank you, darling.
It's a little hard to get on cue here.
And you know something? This is what it's likely to do, I think, the Thanksgiving Day parade, but I think you have, like, a nice
That's
little...
That's exactly what it feels like. Exactly what it feels
I think
like.
You have heaters on your feet. I'm sure you have heaters on your feet. We do not, okay? So, but, you know, that's the beauty of something like this, is you're just so happy to be part of it. You know, the elements, I mean, after a while... You don't feel as cold as you did, like, hours before. So that's the nice thing.
Yeah,
so,
you got to be out here to feel it.
Yeah. But you know something? And this is what I was telling people all week. If for some reason you can't make it out to the march, do something. Do something that's empowering to women. Maybe go to the movies. Join a group. Do something in your own way that makes today a special occasion for women, and not only women. As I was telling Elite, like the first march that I made, and I was telling her how many men were there, and she was saying, "Well, it's a women's march. Why are the men there?" This is why. Any movement that goes forward progressively, we do it on.
Yeah,
with,
there's a lot of
the
men
solidarity
here. A lot of men.
Of our brothers who walked alongside of us, and this is what groups do. You support each other. You see brothers walking with sisters. You see men just marching with their friends, their daughters. And that's really what it's about, because any movement forward for anybody
has to include everybody.
Progression for everyone. Exactly. You know? And you know what? It's not just about women rights, it's human rights. And the fact that if we're applauding little girls for wanting to go out and you know, play sports or do whatever they're challenged not to do, we also embrace little boys who want to sew, who want to dance, who want to do things that might not be societally, you know, exploited as being macho. But everybody's got a right to be who they are, what their spirit dictates to them. And it's not specifically gender, you know, what the society holds as the template for what your gender represents. So I think that that's what we're also saying. Elite, you're on the crowd. Read out some. Yeah, it's unity. Read me some of those signs that are going by.
All right.
If you can see them.
And of course, at this moment, there's not many. Equality for rights doesn't mean fewer rights for you. It's not pie.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. See, you know what I want to see, Elite? I want to see that big flag. It says Trump, but I don't see.
I know. Let's see what it says. I'm going to walk on to the other side.
That looks amazing. Because that has
to
cost
a couple
of bucks.
Yes. It says
that has to cost a couple of bucks. That's not. Good.
Re-elect Trump. Keep America strong and support Trump.
What?
Yep.
Wait.
That's exactly what it is. Nope. It says re-elect Trump. Keep America great again. 2020. Yep. If you can believe it. I'm
going to
try and
take
a picture.
Okay, you know what? This is what the country's about. I disagree with that, but they have a right to be here. And I'm really surprised they're not getting shouted down. You know?
Right.
I was positive that was going to be an anti-Trump flag.
You know what's embarrassing for me is that Israeli flag is right next to it.
I was not going to mention that, but I'm glad you did. Yes.
But
okay.
Yep.
You know what? Free to believe what you want. And this is what people don't realize. These marches are very tame. And there's no shouting down.
No, right.
These people is that a man flag, Lee? I mean, are people in a group? Tell me what
you think. No, it's only one person holding it. Only one person. And they're not in the perimeter of it.
But you know something? That's a big-ass flag. That is a big-ass flag. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Listen. Welcome to the march, that one lone person who is the sending voice. And you'll see how polite we are, and you'll see how big our crowds are. And that's going to be your pictures tomorrow. You're going to put all those pictures up, and you're going to...
Yep.
Freedom.
It's a nice
freedom
flag,
of speech,
though.
Baby,
I have
though.
To tell you that.
You know,
that was
that's
a nice
what
flag.
To you. That definitely cost some money. Definitely
yep.
cost some money. But, you know... Freedom of expression, people. That's what this country is about. It's about disagreeing and wishing each other well and going home and living your life. That's really
That's
what
right.
it's about. And let's just see how long they stay out there like that with just one person. You know they're going to get heckled.
There's like one person holding it, one person standing next to them.
All right. Good for them. Good for them. But you know what? They're brave to show up. I think that's great. Good for you. God bless you. And hopefully, you know, you come to your senses at one point in your life, but you're allowed to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Allowed to
be
here. A lot of people here. The best thing. Everybody's here.
Yeah. And you know, there's...
Where are the signs? I don't believe. There's no signs now. Trump, I
no,
swear
you know
women,
what?
I want to help them. Me. I don't get that. All right, I can't say that.
You know something? The signs are coming. If you look down more to the west, you'll see the signs coming down. And right now, you're just going to be getting the signs that are already here, but they're coming from the west, at least. So if you want to,
up the west,
look over there.
Which is the west?
Yeah. West is. is where we walked from, honey. That's where they're coming
from. Okay. All right. Okay.
See what I'm saying? They're coming your way.
I see. Here we go.
What are we saying?
We need to talk about the elephant in the room. I don't like that.
And now wait a second, Lee. Where's that? I don't see that flag. I don't see that flag.
Oh, they went down. That's
wow.
So funny. Humanity needs to do better than Trump. That's a good one. I like that. Definitely not human.
Wow.
Here we go.
When did that happen? They just said that's it. I'm going home.
I think they killed them.
Wow. And the
women
American
believe
flag is going
women.
Too.
No, it's still flying.
It's still flying. Okay. No, all right. That's okay.
Yeah.
Come on, we're all
here we go.
You don't have to run. Good. Read me more.
Well, I'm waiting for these fight truth decay. Where are the good ones?
Well, you know something? I'm sure they're coming, but women believe women. That was the whole Me Too movement that happened
this year.
And that became a hashtag with Brett Kavanaugh when his proceedings were happening. And, that's what those hashtags are just, when you think of those hashtags, they become a billion-dollar industry because you hashtag something, you put it on a T-shirt, you sell those T-shirts.
Isn't that crazy?
But you have to have your finger on the pulse of getting it out. I mean, mass producing it, getting it out within a 24-hour hot period, because that's really it. Because in 2 days, it's not as hot anymore.
No, we got off the train. How many vendors were out there selling buttons, T-shirts, everything?
Yeah, I saw. But you know what? It's certainly a worthy cause, and you know, whoever is marching and you want to buy a T-shirt, there are so many vendors at the 72nd Street train station, on every corner on the west side, starting from Central Park West all the way up to Columbus Circle, and it's $10, and you know what, you're part of a movement. So if you get a little cold, you know, you want to go for coffee, they're in front of different coffee houses. And pick up one for yourself cheap enough, and it will remind you of a day that will be going down in history. And you can give it to your daughter, your niece, your godson, anybody, or your husband or boyfriend who will reach out to you. And they're all nice.
Oh, there's a great sign. Listen to this, a great sign. Batman punching out Trump saying, "Stop tweeting," like a bam. You know those bams?
I see it. Stop tweeting. I see it.
Yep.
And you know what's really great? Every picture of Trump is an orange face. I mean, it's just like, why? I mean, you would think
orange.
That the guy would stop. But you'd think that he would just stop with that now. Because, first of all, it's not great for your skin, and it looks horrible. It just looks horrible. So
I support all my sisters. Hey, fake tan. And it keeps falling. Not your news. Fake tan, not your news.
Uh-oh, there's a
slay.
That sign is up again. That sign is up again.
Which one? Oh, yeah, they came down. Yeah, they came up.
Okay.
Up.
Somebody must have yelled at them. Got them a little
Maybe
scared.
Maybe went to the bathroom. Maybe they went to the bathroom.
Or that. But, I'm just trying to see the different groups. Women's Resistant Tees. I know they're here today because they told me they were. And
yes,
they should be, you know, everybody I think is coming from the west side, unless they're coming in from out of town, and they might be coming from, I know there were buses here too, so people coming from different areas. So, but they're here. And we want to give a shout out to rebelgirls.com. It's a new series of books. And it's funny, a CD that I was on a couple of years ago with John, my husband, there was a song called Rebel Girl. It's an old song. And we did a vamped up version of it. But this series is the philosophy of teaching little girls to dream bigger. And my tag for them, if they want to pay me for it, is teaching them to have a princeless future, which is what little girls are taught, especially when we were growing up.
Yes.
It's, you know, someday my prince will come.
Your prince will come, yep.
And you know something? And I don't know if I said it when I speak at groups, I don't know if I said it that night when I was speaking at the group that we were in, but I've often started by saying, I think one of the worst atrocities to happen to women came in a very benign form of Walt Disney in, you know, Cinderella and Snow White. In those two movies, little girls were taught that you are nothing until you are saved. You are nothing until you are awoken from a dead sleep with a kiss. And that song, Someday My Prince Will Come, I think, and as musically appealing as it is, it does just such damage in such a short period of time. I think it's the song itself is like maybe 3 minutes, 12 seconds. And the amount of damage and nonsense and convoluted ideology that happens in that song is just an absurd way of teaching our daughters what life is about.
So, well, they always want to be princesses. They love to be princesses.
Well, see, that is the whole problem. Instead of, you know, and it's funny, instead of teaching, and I always thought, if I had a daughter and she wanted to see that movie, I would never deny a child something that they want to see. But I would definitely have to have a serious discussion afterwards about what it means, why it means, and why it's not necessarily realistic. And I always thought I would do that. Because, I mean, if you've ever seen it, it's beautiful. I mean, Disney always did an amazing job of creating a colorful visual. But, again, the underlying tone of it is not something I would want my little girl to be part of.
Not really realistic.
No. What do we got coming? I see some balloons. What is that?
I know.
I see an X. What is that?
That's a brain, I think. It's a brain.
Honey, it's an X. How is that a brain? What are you looking at? That balloon, it's not a brain. How's an X a brain? Only, you know what? You're cold. You're cold, sweetheart.
No, you don't see the dum-dum lollipop?
Oh, that's further down. I see it.
Right.
But I'm talking about the X. I don't know what the X is. Excuse me while I put on my
glasses.
I don't
know. It's just... I'm busy.
I don't know what that means.
People.
All right, babe. But you know, you got a co-host with me.
I know.
You got a co-host.
I don't know. What is the X? What is X?
I don't know. Wait, X chromosome. Wait, now you know what? Now I'm going to look like a fool in front of. Wait, are we X or Y? Wait, no, wait, Elite. I'm trying to think. Are we X or Y chromosome? I think that's what it is. Chromosome. I think that's what it is.
Maybe. Get it? Maybe. Could be right.
That's the
it's
only
right.
thing it can be. That's the only
That's
thing it can
right.
be. You're missing all these dogs.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Woman power. Woman 2020. Blindness. No confidence.
Yeah.
A lot of them is, we don't fight for, she just went into the poll. Well, forget about
you?
That sign.
Me, did you?
No, the girl that was holding
the
sign. The girl that was holding the sign. I felt bad.
Did anybody get that? Get that on video? Wait,
imagine,
see one.
That would be the picture of the year. The photographer that
I
gets
would
pushed
love it.
Into the rail.
Oh, and you see me running and laughing.
Yes. This is
okay,
a really
so now.
Good size.
Mr. Okay, Twilter, now there's
Mr.
one
Twitter.
Sign.
What?
Now I see. There's one that I always like. Men of
Grow
quality
over.
Don't fear. Oh, men of quality don't fear equality. There you go. That's exactly
right,
perfect.
I see that. Yes,
that's
yes,
absolutely
yes, yes.
perfect.
Women supporting
yes,
other women. Nothing better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I really enjoy seeing. I really enjoy seeing the boys and their signs.
Yes. Yes.
And of course,
yes,
we
yes.
have. Of always, we have the rainbow flag. We have
always. Always.
And that's, you know, and what we have to remember is a lot of what this administration is doing is not just trampling our rights, it's trampling the rights of people to marry who they want, regardless. And, you know, this is something that we thought that we didn't have to get out in the streets and protest again, but apparently we do. And I think that what struck me the very first march that we did in 2016 was we had women who were probably 80 years old, and they were marching with signs that said, "I never thought at this point in my life I would be doing this again." And that's
yep.
really scary, because these
right.
are all the women that were
it
protesting in the
back.
60s,
yep.
in the 50s, and here we are, with just one stupid
doing
vote.
Doing it again, yep.
Yeah, we're doing it again. But you know what? We'll do it as long as we have to. Hey, are you seeing that Godzilla? Is that Tyrannosaurus Rex coming
Where's
to you?
Where's the Godzilla?
You're right.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah, the Godzilla. I see it. Yeah. Everybody always wears that outfit.
But what is that? I don't get it.
It's like this newest thing.
There's Ruth Bader Ginsburg as Rosie the Riveter.
I got that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
The sign that says resist.
Yes.
And, you know, let's all, while
and
we're
Rosie,
here in solidarity,
Rosie the
and Rosie the Riveter, let's all wish her a speedy recovery, because that woman
yes.
is what's blocking a lot of the nonsense that could be trickling down the pike. And that woman is someone who shows up to work right after a lung resection, who shows up to work right after a death in her family. And, you know, she's doing that with everybody else in mind. And so let's keep her in our thoughts and hope that she stays well. And I've even said, I'm going to use my my quote that I've been saying, is I already told my husband that if anything happens to me, all my organs go to her, all of them. Even if she's not going to use them, put them on your night table. You might need them, but anything happens to me, she gets everything in my body. And that's the truth, because we need her there. And I see a Pelosi sign. Women
yes.
work.
Nancy
we got
Pelosi.
Our speaker.
She's got
a
speaker
there.
Yep.
I see a lot of... See now we're getting the good signs. So, yeah, this is very cool.
Women build. A lot of women build. There must be a group. I think it's a group.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I see more Pelosi signs.
Woo! Women build! Woo, woo, woo! That's right.
And see if they could pose for you, too, Ali, to see if you could get them to look your way. And I hear now what's playing is Respect by Aretha Franklin. May her
Aretha
soul rest in peace.
That's right.
Yep. I think it's that big band that's playing it. And that's really the thing.
Yes.
It's Respect.
Yes, there's a DJ
it's
in really there.
It's really Respect. Yep.
Pretty cool.
And that's what we need. Yeah, that's exactly what we need. And now we have, let's see, we have some stragglers coming in from, looks like they're coming in from the north. They're coming in from the north side to join the contingency here.
Oh,
which is pretty cool. You see?
Here we go.
They're all
yep.
coming. Everybody's coming
Love
together.
Yes.
And everybody meets here. And
my
this
nose
is
running.
Billy!
See? And you're
yep.
going to see more and more and more coming from that. And I think that's people that are... People actually are bussed in from all over. Just like people go to Washington. This has become a big enough turnout to make people want to be here. And honestly, I think this is the
Why
place
would
to be.
They want
On
to
a Saturday
right.
in New York, this is where it's happening. And I tell you, it's honestly, it's just a privilege to be here. And there you go. Yeah. And dogs are walking with their pink caps on.
Their owners.
And it's just
yep.
adorable. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
owners.
It. Here they come.
And
they're
you know,
coming from the other side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I told you they're going to be coming from, and I think that's it. I don't think they could come from the side of the park that I'm in.
No.
But, yeah, you see that there's a little bit more of a pickup with all the people coming over. I see you, Ali. I see you waving to
you
me, sweetheart. You're okay, sweetheart, over there? Yeah.
I'm
Keep that
doing
hat
great.
On. Keep that hat on. Cold.
Doing great.
And I'm trying to read, you know, even with my glasses, I couldn't read part of these signs, but,
you know, there's not really, like, signs, like, from last time.
You know
what?
A lot
of doubles.
There's a lot of homemade signs, And those are great. But you see, there are a lot of people that, really took the time to make these signs.
Big signs, yeah.
You know? And see, this one woman has a sign that says, "Dissent is patriotic," and that is exactly what it is. I think that the truest form of patriotism is saying, "I love this country enough that it's getting me pissed off that we're not where we should be." And for anybody that says that we shouldn't
Amen.
Protest, are you kidding me? If you love
no.
this country, you protest. Instead of saying,
right.
"Well, I'm going to move someplace else." No, you stay here and you fight. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Right.
You know, and you just think of all the protests that have happened over the years, the Boston Tea Party, all these forms of protests that made history and made the country a better place. And God knows this country is not perfect. We've done a lot of damage
yeah.
to the world and each other, but there's a lot more good here that could be embellished and platformed, and that's what we really need to do. And it starts with equality, and that's what we're talking about here at the Women's
Amen.
Watch.
Amen!
Woo! 2019. It's called the Women's Wave, and it is a wave of women. It's a tidal wave of women. It's a sea of pink.
That's right.
I'm trying to read. Oh, I love it. He's just another prick with no wall. That is great. That is very, very clever.
I tell you, I give them credit for walking around like that.
Well, you know what? You dress for it. Last year was not quite as cold as it is today, but you know what? All we have is overcast, and we don't have any snow. It doesn't seem like it will.
But
hey,
I'm
there's
telling
a great
you, don't
shot.
What?
Yeah, I don't think
what?
You got it. I didn't mean to cut you off, Lee. The Statue of Liberty that says "I'm with her." That would have been
where?
A great shot. But I think they passed you. I think they passed you already, babe. I think they already passed you. All right. Tell me
all right.
Because that doesn't look like it's
there's a lot
like
here.
Handmade sign.
Oh, I see it.
There's
I see
one.
It.
You see it? That's
I
a
got
great,
it.
That's a great shot. Yeah.
Yeah. We should,
that's
got,
a great
turn
sign.
To me. Turn to me. Turn to me. I wish I could go in there.
You got it.
I
see,
didn't
now,
get
if
it.
You had your press, you probably could if you had your press. All right. You know what? It's not a homemade one. I guarantee there's more like that. So, but anybody's tuning in now, we are live from the Women's March 2019, Central Park West. We are out here braving the elements. We are at the mouth of 72nd Street, mouth of the park, Central Park West, right across from the corner. Anybody who's living there, maybe Yoko is looking out. I bet you she is.
I bet
you she's looking out because, and you know something?
You got the best view.
If she's not down here, I know damn well her husband would have been down here.
Oh,
he would have been down here walking, marching, protesting. And, you know, it's funny. I was thinking this morning, we always start off our show with Nina Simone. And I was thinking this morning, wow, you know, she was fairly young when she died, so she would have been within, you know, she'd probably been in her 70s. And she definitely was.
Really? That young?
Wow. She had a very, you know, she suffered from definitely substance abuse, but she was a manic depressive. She suffered with bipolar disorder most of her life and self-medicated and, you know, with everything that wears her body down. But she definitely, as an artist, she would have been out here. She would have been with the poet. She would have been the singer. She would have been out here with the women because she was radical and things matter. And you know what? Anybody that thinks that artists shouldn't speak their mind and artists shouldn't be more or less on the same side politically, I think it's kind of wacky because artists are the free thinkers. Artists are
the ones.
Not saying you can't vote Republican, you can't have think the way you want, but it just seems like a shame that some artists and some writers tend to be more of the conservative genre, and it's like, why would you? You know, why would
you? Oh, this
is
the best.
You know,
this is the best sign. Listen to this.
Good.
The Handmaid's Tale is not an instruction manual.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yep. That is, and you know something? if people have not seen that series, yep, it's going to be starting up again soon.
So scary because it could happen.
Because, you know, you think that we're probably just a couple of tweaks away from that.
Yep.
And it's a very scary thing. And there's a sign, Alita, I can't see it. It says, just say,
what?
Do not hope. It's coming up your way. It's a big black and white sign. It says, just say, don't hate. Just say no to hate. I don't know. I couldn't see it. It's over. It already passed you.
I want you to take a picture of Gloria Steinem and Aretha Franklin right here.
Where is she? Oh, okay.
I got it right here.
Oh,
no.
Good. Good.
You see it?
Yeah. Oh, that's
the black and white
sign
here.
Oh, I see.
No,
oh,
not
I
that
see.
One.
That's
not
cool.
That one. I'm coming
we'll
to you for
later.
A little bit.
Okay, come on. Come back over here.
Coming over here.
So I can talk to you. So we look like we're part of the show.
I feel like
see
the sound's different now?
Well, you know why? Because of the delay. So that's it. The closer we are, we have that 7-second delay. So you're gonna hear me, then you're gonna hear me again.
Now where do they go? They go all the way down?
Yeah, they go all the way down. And then I remember the first time. The first march was like, we marched, and literally, that's why when you said you were thinking of it, you weren't even thinking about driving. There's no way. Anybody who
no
has a car,
way.
You're crazy
no
to be on
way.
The road today. There's just no way. So now we're playing tequila, which would be good right about now.
Yeah.
Tequila would be good right about now because
what? Nobody else coming down.
Oh, no. This could be good. Well, look at that side. Look at that side. They're coming from that side. And we have some people, we have their banners. Let's give a shout out to groups. League of Women Voters, walking our way.
There we go.
LWV. And they're walking with their banner. And there should be more, you know. So far, I just see about 9 or 10 in that group. And that's a nice old organization. And you know what? Some people aren't good with the cold. Some people don't want to be out here. But the truth is, you can tune in live to us. New York One is going to be covering this too.
Yes, yes.
And you just do something. You know, this is too special a day to overlook it and not even rent a movie. How about How to Make an American Quilt? Movies like that are women empowering. There
Little
are just
Women?
So many. Little Women, yes. Yes, I have, as you know, I have problems with that movie. But yes, no, it's a good one. Thelma and Louise, the ending, not
Great
to be a spoiler,
one.
Is something that I was crazy about. But the theme is,
that was
is
good,
about
yeah,
female
right,
solidarity. Yeah, and that's really what it is. And now we got Tony Basil, her big hit.
My hear Ricky. My mouth is so frozen that I can't even sing. Oh, I can't
sing. Oh, really? What a shame. Que lastima. Oh, my God. That would have gotten me through this show. Hearing your sweet, angelic voice. Where did you go, buddy?
My little
I don't
voice.
See you.
I'm right here. Look.
I don't see you, honey.
Look straight.
Oh, there you are. Okay. I was wondering where you went. And I tell you something. It's the crowd is dispersing. Where is everybody going? I mean, last year at this time, it was just like...
I don't know.
It was crazy. Anyway, Toni Basil, a little bit about her. Talk about powerful women. Toni Basil is a wonderful choreographer who actually catapulted to fame with this song. Hey Mickey, which is a great dance hit. It was in all the clubs. But she is quite, and she's still an active choreographer. She still dances. And so many people that are choreographers are because of her. Paula Abdul studied with her. There are so many people that she's an influence on. And I think she's about 75 and still active. So shout out to Toni Basil. If you're listening to us, love you to come on the show. That's a powerful woman.
That would be nice.
And she
That'd
also
be great.
Was in... She was an easy rider, I believe, and I think she was also in 7 Easy Pieces. So a little trivia for everybody out there who's a big Tony Basil fan. And we are watching them come from the north. More and more seem to be coming from the north and the west, Elise Ziegelman, and you're seeing them coming towards you now.
Yes, 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 yes. But the west, is that...
You know, yes.
Why?
And you know something? I don't know. Because, you know, the truth is, last year, now the weather was maybe a little bit more compatible, a little bit, but it's not bad today. It really isn't bad. So
no.
I don't get it. I mean, it is cold. I mean, I feel the words not coming out off my lips as easily
I know,
as
I'm
they do.
Frozen. Yep, they're very frozen.
But yeah. But you know what? We'll make it through the show, Lee. We'll make it through the show.
Oh yes, we are troopers.
Let's see. I'm with her. I keep seeing the I'm with her.
Yes,
I'm
with
her.
I know.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine because we are. But
yes.
Our T-shirts, Elise Ziegelman, and I'm just give a little shout out to our hashtags. Reinvention is a new revolution, and it is.
That's right.
For women in our age groups who maybe are retiring, think about retiring, empty nest syndrome, women who want to do something different with their lives are reinventing themselves, and that's I think the biggest challenge most people of this age have, specifically women. Who might be undereducated in certain areas and might have said, well, you know what, I just want to stay home and raise my family, and now what? It's never too late. It's never too late. And that's what our show tries to tell women. So hashtag reinvention is new revolution. And my little hashtag that I came up with for today is we ignite when we unite. And
that's
really what it's
brilliant.
About. We spark.
Brilliant.
And we bring out, and together we make a flame. And that's really
yep.
what we have to do. And people looking at us saying, hey, listen to our show. Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio, she's raising the bar.
Yep.
That's what the sign says.
The
yes,
bar.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hold
yes,
it up.
Yes,
hold
yes.
It
that's
up.
What it says.
Hold it
hold
up,
it
Lori.
Up.
Hold it up. Hold
okay,
it up.
Okay, wait a second. I'm trying to balance everything, honey. There we go. You got it?
Got
I'm
you.
Holding it. I don't feel my fingers. I do not feel my fingers. But I know they're there. I know they're there. They're inside
they
my glove.
There.
I just don't feel them. Okay, let's get some more signs, Elite. What's going on there?
I don't know.
I want to float
the
boat
by. Respect my existence or expect my resistance. That
there
was the
you
one.
Go. That's exactly right. And I think we actually have that picture on one of our videos. So I'm
that's
pretty
right.
sure of that. You know, and see now,
feminism.
If you are you good, read it to me.
Feminism is
see,
for
now,
everyone.
Look
at the little
exactly
baby.
Right.
They're beautiful.
Oh,
you,
and
you
I love when dogs
babies?
Like they walk like they're
oh,
they're Clydesdale horses. They walk like
yep.
with that little yeah. And they're here. They're here for the march. And we got more people coming from the north. You see, turn around, Elise.
Yes,
turn around,
yes,
look
yes.
to the north. There you go.
Oh wow, we go. And
see?
More from the west.
See?
More from the west.
Yep.
Oh, look at the Trump in the toilet bowl.
Where? Oh, yeah. Now, that's a sight you want to think about. That's something that you know, you can't unsee if you've ever seen it. So
Kathy
I can go
Griffin
to his wife if that's...
Remember what happened with Kathy Griffin and the brain that she was holding? The brain in the world
yes.
and how she got in trouble for that?
Well,
but
that
that's
was
okay.
his
no
decapitated. That was his decapitated head. Which let me tell you something. I thought it was a little. I probably wouldn't have chose to do it, but I'm not a comedian. But again,
yeah,
you know,
but
it's her choice.
Style.
This is what she does.
That was her style. Come on.
And that's it.
She's
and you
breath.
Know what you have to expect. Yeah. She's a comedian. That's what
she's
she
right.
does. And if you don't agree
uh-huh.
with it, you don't buy her CDs, you don't buy her videos. That's all
that's
you do.
All. It makes
but,
such a big deal
you know
out of what they did.
She will never see another New Year's Eve, that's for sure.
No.
She will never host another one of those. And that's a thing. But
I know.
Again,
but she got a career
you know,
about it.
Oh, yeah, the networks have to answer to the sponsors, and the sponsors are going to capitulate and say, well, you know what,
yep.
no. So,
I have
what song do we have?
Children, Yeah, I have a dream that children won't separate from their families. That was a good one.
Yeah. And another man who would have been here who had a dream whose birthday is Monday.
That's right.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's right.
And he would, oh, my God, if he were here, he would not stop throwing up. He would, and you know what? He would be here. He would be out here. He would be marching and protesting and speaking and making a difference somehow, you know? And you wonder what his absence in this world has caused as far as one person not being here with that big a voice changed history. You know, and things happen because people are missing, and we can't forget that. So when people think that their presence and their voice doesn't count, oh, yeah, it does. So speak out. Speak out if something is wrong. Protest when it's wrong, and your kids will thank you, and the generations to come will thank you, because that's how we get here. That's how we always get here. And you know what? I don't know if you saw, Elise, the pictures that I was posting. All the women's marches of 1917. And you think to myself, my God, they did it when people were like looking at them like, are you friggin' crazy? We do it now so openly and proudly. And it's something that we know we're going to walk down the street and people are not going to throw things at us. These women took their lives in their hands. They got arrested for doing just what everybody's doing today.
Exactly right.
And that's and it's because that they did this that we can do this. And that's, I think, the most important thing that, thank God.
Yep.
And here we have more signs that say women's rights or human rights. We got more of those, and we have a lot of,
You belong, what?
I can't, I want to read it, but number one, my lips are frozen, and I don't know if the words are going to come out right, and they keep turning the sign, so I'm not even going to try, because I'm just going to confuse the audience, or we'll lose the audience, whichever happens first. Now, see those helicopters, as more and more people watch, there's more and more of them. Because this is, you know, this is, look, it's a peaceful march, and you know what, these always are, but they make sure that they're peaceful, and, you know, they just have to, you know, overhang a little bit.
They said they tried to bury us, but we didn't know that we're seized. I can't even talk. My mouth is frozen.
I know. I think I know which one you're talking about, though. They tried to bury us. Well, you know, Elise.
What?
We got about another 15 minutes, and we could sign off, because it's getting to that, you know. But let's just finish out the hour.
Yeah, of course.
And you finish it out, and then because I mean the truth is, there's something wonderful about the Macy's parade, but you know what's also nice about it? The visual. It is very hard to see the visual. I mean, just getting our voices. Reading the signs, and it's great, but you know,
you got to be here.
It's just what it is. You really do have to be here. You really do. If you live in the area, just walk and just soak up the energy and just see the people here walking and part of it, you know. And these things are such a sense of community, you know. And it's just like I said at the beginning of the show, the top of the show, it is a privilege to be here. And broadcast live to you from 72nd and Central Park West, right at the mouth of the park. And it's just such, and you know what's really, really humbling is when you see people that came here in wheelchairs, when you see people on crutches to be here. It's just, you realize that
everybody's
all the
coming.
Stuff that
everybody's
we take for granted.
Support. Yep.
And that's the thing. Oh, now look north, Elise. Look at that, all the way down. You see that there's throngs
yes,
of people
a whole
coming.
Yes, bunch of people coming.
Throng.
Yep.
And that's it. And this parade, by the way, anybody who's going to clock it, goes from 11 to 4. So anytime you want to jump in, you can always just stop by. You know, if you're a late sleeper and you didn't get it at the kickoff, That's okay. Come after brunch. Come around 2 o'clock. Eat.
Yeah, they got until 4 o'clock,
warm.
Right? They got until four o'clock.
Stay warm. Yeah, and you know what? If you're coming out and you're planning on following this march, my advice would wear double socks, wear Uggs, wear whatever you need to because, oh, it's so funny. I just said Uggs, and there's a sign that says Ugg. It's so funny, but they meant it in the Charlie Brown way. That's Charlie Brown Ugg, not the shoes. But it is quite cold, and even if you're marching, your toes are going to get cold. So definitely
yes.
Think in terms of, and I see, Elite, I see a tuba coming our way.
Tuba?
So I think me thinks
where's
that means all the way down, all the way down, which makes me think that we're going to get a little music action. We'll get some marching bands down here. And, yeah, this is really the place to be. This is really the place to be. It is such a wonderful Saturday
there's even,
in the city.
I can't believe there's even a blind person walking. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
With her cane.
Absolutely. And see, this is what I'm saying. People know the value of this. The value of marching side by side, shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, and I don't preach this thing, there's no better feeling in the world.
I see the tuba.
I
see the tuba.
I don't hear a tuba, though. I don't hear the tuba,
no,
though.
No, it's not playing.
Yeah. Well, I think they probably will be playing. Where are the musicians? Come on. There were musicians last year. We were behind a great group, and we were just getting all these beautiful grooves to sashay
yeah.
to.
There's only,
where are the musicians? Come
DJ
on.
Today.
Which is great, but come on. We a little live music. Come on. Why is that tuba player not playing anything? I know there's a tuba player joke in there, but I'm resisting that. Won't make fun of trombones either, but I'm just so tempted to. And I hear a dog.
Yes, there's a dog.
I hear a dog. I hear a dog barking. Yeah, but this is we're feeling the pickup here. And now we have, if you look to your west.
Yes, I'm going.
You
to
got
the west
a
now.
Lot of people coming. You got a lot of people barreling down from there. So, yeah.
This poor
and
little
I hear
dog
people
is
so,
getting
I,
cold.
Well, I hope people have the insight to pick up the dog. Pick
nope.
up those dogs.
Nope.
No,
dog
that's
pulling.
Not good. Yeah. Look, unless your dog is used to crowds like this, and a lot of New York dogs are. You really should
yeah,
pick them up because there's a lot of people.
Together.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are going to, you know, step back the wrong way, and people looking at the sun. Yeah, she's raising the bar. Every Wednesday,
where?
You can listen to us. We're going live now. People just came by looking at the sign. So,
okay.
I'm trying to, you know, make our audience grow a little
I missed.
Bit. No. But now, Celie, now we got that pickup. It's like the ebbs and flows. Now we have
yep.
people coming from either side. Man, now this is what I'm talking about. This is what we were last year. And there we
go.
We have a group. It looks like of only men walking. Our brothers walking for us. I love to see that. And last year, I think I said it on the air with you on our show this week, there was this little boy with a sign walking with his little sister saying, I'm the only one that could boss her around. And I thought it was just so cute. You know, and that, you know, you have kids here. You have little boys and little girls here. And I think that's the best thing.
Teach them while they're young. Teach them while they're young.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know? And that's exactly what it's about. We have to raise our children with gender symmetry, you know,
yep.
raise them equal. No, you know, and not raise your child, one child, well, you can do this and you can't do that because that's what boys and girls do. Raise them with the same mindset and open-minded and just applaud their talents and not worry about gender. That's really what it's about.
Exactly right.
And what... Oh, let's tell you. What song is playing now?
What?
Oh, Suddenly.
Finally.
Finally, yeah.
Finally.
Who is that?
Finally.
Yeah.
I forgot her name.
Yeah.
So you come
you know what? I know it's going to be corny, but I want to hear I Am Woman. I want to hear Power to the
they
People.
They ain't playing that here. They ain't playing that here.
Why? Why? Why not?
Why? Because they're playing only disco.
I know. We got 10 more minutes, my love. 10 more minutes. And we're going to wrap this party up. I know. We're going to wrap this party up. And I see a couple of good signs. Come on. There's got to be nobody cares about your fragile masculinity. Yes. Yes. And that's exactly what all this is about. Because
she's
men
love.
Of quality, like the sign says, applaud equality. You know, and men who are not threatened by progressive women, those are the men that I like. And it's so funny because I was looking at our page. And I was looking at our Facebook profile, and I saw the men that liked our pages. Your husband, my male friend, your male friend, and then you know the men who are with you, and then you know the ones that are probably grumbling and saying whatever they said, you know. All the men that made fun of Bill Abzug, Gloria Steinem, all the men that were threatened by women with voices, and that's just very sad because it speaks volumes about them and none about us. And who do we have? Come on, a couple more signs, Elise. If you see any that are good, I see Lyra
Cheeson.
It's getting hot in here. Oh, it's a picture of Trump pulling on his collar saying it's getting hot in here. Yeah, it is. Yeah, and you know what?
Liar
you know what flag is down?
Liar
the
cheap.
Trump flag
what?
Is down. It's
is
down.
It?
Turn around. It is down. They took it down. The flag is gone.
Oh, wait. Wait,
not
maybe
there.
They're taking a break. Nope, they're not there.
They're
gone.
No, well, you know what?
They're gone.
And I'm sure nobody made them feel bad.
No.
I'm sure it
wasn't. I don't think anybody paid attention.
You know, see, this is democracy. This is democracy in action. You're allowed to protest, and we're not going to agree with you, but we don't have to get violent. There's no reason for that.
There's no.
So,
well,
that's what, Elite? I can't hear you. Breaking up.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you were.
No.
Because now my sound is starting to get patchy.
Is it?
So I think we're heading for that time. I hear you, but I don't hear you as loud as I did before, and it's because at this point we're babbling
a
lot.
Why don't we start saying goodbye?
Well, we just got
and join the march.
Yeah, maybe we will. We had, I think, just
we have three more
minutes.
How many of it is?
Yeah, I think we will. So, on behalf of Elise Eaglin and Central Park West, and just a wonderfully
what a great
empowered day.
Now we're going to
party.
Now we got to get the. We got to get, I want to get my screen back up, because we're doing all this live, where anything can happen, but if you're not here today, please come out. Central Park West, it's happening all over New York, it's Washington, California, wherever you are, there's a march going on. So get out here, be part of history, because this is really what it's about, folks. This is really what it's about. Have a great day. Go out and do something out of the ordinary.
Thank you so much,
Elise Eaglin, for joining me. And Nina's going to take us out. Good show. Good show.